How to Stop Judging by Appearance Alone. 1 Samuel 16:7 by Rachel Adams, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 Samuel 16:7. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The first time I saw my husband, he had a black eye. My immediate thought was, well, he sure is cute, but I'll bet he's trouble. I better stay away from him. I imagine God getting a good chuckle from this first interaction. He knew what Brian would mean to me in the future, but I didn't. Later, I learned the real reason behind his questionable appearance. He was a college athlete, and the black eye was from playing competitively during practice earlier that day. We laugh about it now, but I can't help thinking, what if I'd let my inaccurate assumption about him prevent him from becoming my husband? What a tragedy that would have been to my now happy family of four. I wish I could tell you I've learned my lesson about judging based on appearance alone, but it's something I still struggle with. I wonder if you struggle with this tendency too. Perhaps like me, you're tempted to make inaccurate assumptions based on gender, race, age, even personal style. It's so easy to assume that we won't have anything in common with those who are different than we are, so we don't make an effort to connect at all. But what kind of beautiful relationship could God be trying to give you if you only opened your heart and mind to it? One of my favorite biblical teachings on this subject is from 1 Samuel 16. The Lord commanded Samuel to visit Jesse to anoint one of his sons as king. When Samuel arrived, he saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "Well, there is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending the sheep." Samuel sent for him. And when David arrived, the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." Samuel made wrong assumptions, and even David's own father made wrong assumptions about who would be king. People made wrong assumptions about Jesus as king, too. They thought he'd come into the world with pomp and circumstance, but he came as a humble baby in a manger. All the way to the cross, people made the wrong assumptions about the man who was the savior of the world. And how heartbreaking to miss him. Let's not make the same mistake. We don't want to be judged or counted out based on our own appearance. Therefore, may we view everyone as a person made in God's image, each person fearfully and wonderfully made by him. With this truth in mind, the only safe assumption is that everyone has value and is worthy of love. Let's not focus on the outer appearance and risk missing out on God-given connections. Instead, may we look at the heart and see the beautiful relationships God might have in store.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.